由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
It is a joy for us to know that you have tuned in to listen to this program.
我们很高兴你能够收听这个节目《天路导向》。
As we celebrate this very special season of Christmas.
当我们庆祝圣诞节这个这么特别的日子的时候呢，
And we began to describe to you what the real meaning of Christmas is all about.
我们就开始为你去讲解圣诞节的真正意义了。
And we will continue to do so today.
今天我们会继续这样去讲的。
I want to begin by telling you a long story.
首先呢，让我讲一个相当长的故事给你听。
Please listen very carefully and concentrate on this story.
请你集中一点，仔细去听这个故事。
It is a true story.
这个呢，是一个真人真事来的。
Years ago, there was a very wealthy man who had an only son.
在很多年前，有一个富翁，佢咧系只系得一个仔嘅啫。
Both father and son had a passion for art collecting。
咁呢两父子咧，佢哋咧都系好热爱去搜集嗰啲艺术嘅名画嘅。
Together they travelled around the world。
佢哋咧一齐去环游世界
，constantly adding only the finest of art treasures to their art collection。
一直以嚟咧，佢哋都只系去搜集最优秀嘅嗰啲艺术作品嘅。
Paintings by the great masters adorned the walls of the family estate。
咁好多嘅大师，佢哋嘅名画咧，都系挂满晒喺佢哋嗰个好大嘅屋企里边嘅墙壁上边嘅。
The widowed older man looked with satisfaction as his son became an expert art collector。
咁呢位老先生咧，佢其实系一个鳏夫，亦即系咧系死咗太太嘅。佢睇见佢仔成为咗专业嘅艺术收藏家咧，就老怀安慰啦。
The son's trained eye and sharp business mind caused his father to beam with pride。
父亲咧对佢嘅仔有嗰种独到嘅眼光同埋好敏锐嘅商业头脑咧，系引以为荣嘅。
They dealt with art collectors from around the world.
他们呢，在世界各地去搜罗名画。
The winter approached and war engulfed the nation.
冬天呢，就来到了，而战争呢，也都蔓延到他们的国家那里了。
And the young man left to serve his country.
那这个的年轻仔，这个做仔的呢，他就要入伍去从军，就要去报答他的国家。
After only a few short weeks, his father received a telegram.
过了短短几个星期之后，他的父亲呢，收到一封的电报。
His beloved son was missing in action.
这个电报说，他所爱的仔在战场上面失踪了。
The father waited anxiously for more news.
这个爸爸，他很焦虑地去等进一步的消息。
He had a nagging feeling that he might never see his son again.
他有一个不祥的预感，就是他可能呢永远见不到他的仔了。
Within days, his fears were confirmed.
过了几天之后，他所恐惧的成为了事实。
The young man had died while rescuing a fellow soldier.
他的仔，这个后生仔，在拯救一个同袍的时候死了。
Distraught and lonely, the old man viewed the upcoming Christmas holidays with anguish and sadness.
这个老先生觉得很悲痛，很孤单。圣诞节就来了，就令到他呢，是觉得更加痛苦忧伤。
The joy of the season that he and his son had looked forward to.
节日的欢乐是他和他的仔一路都很期待的。
Would visit his house no more.
但系呢啲嘅欢乐已经唔能够再嚟到佢屋企啦。
On Christmas morning，
喺圣诞节嘅早上
，A knock on the door awakened the depressed old man。
有人咧就敲门啦，就吵醒咗呢一个郁郁寡欢嘅老先生。
He walked to the door, past all the masterpieces of art on the walls。
佢经过咗挂满咗名画嘅墙壁，嚟到嗰个嘅大门嗰度。
Which only reminded him that his son was not coming home.
但系咁做咧，只系令到佢谂起佢嘅仔再唔会翻嚟啦。
When he opened the door，
当佢打开道门嘅时候
，he was greeted by a soldier with a large package in his hand。
有一个嘅军人咧，就攞住一个好大嘅包裹，企喺门前。
The soldier introduced himself as a friend of the man's son。
他介绍自己说，我是你的仔的朋友。
He said, I am one of many people your son rescued.
他说，你的仔救了很多人，我是其中一个。
So he was invited in.
于是呢，老先生就邀请这个军人进去了。
And the soldier handed over the package to the father.
军人将那个包裹交给那位的父亲。
As the father opened the package, it was a portrait of his son.
这个父亲他打开个包裹，看见原来是他的仔的肖像来的。
It was painted by this soldier.
是由这一位军人画的。
Though the world would not consider it to be the work of art.
虽然呢，这个世界是不会将这幅画看为一件的艺术珍品。
The painting featured the young man's face in striking detail.
但是这幅画呢，很细致地捕捉了他的仔的神情。
When the father looked at the portrait of his son,
当这个父亲去凝视他的仔的肖像的时候，
he was overcome with emotion.
他呢真是百感交集了。
The father thanked the soldier.
这个父亲向军人去道谢。
And he promised to hang the picture in a prominent place in the house.
并且应承呢，会将这幅画挂在屋企最当眼的地方。
A few hours later, after the soldier had departed,
当这个军人离开了几个钟头之后，
the old man set about his task of hanging the picture of his son.
个老先生呢，就真是将他的仔的画像呢，是挂起来了。
True to his word,
他遵守了他的诺言。
The father pushed aside tens of thousands of dollars worth of art to make room for the amateur painting of his son.
他将那些价值连城的名画全部摆在一边，以便能够挂起他的仔的画像。
The father spent all of Christmas Day gazing at the portrait of his son.
在圣诞节那天，这个父亲整天都在看着他的仔的肖像。
In the following month,
在跟着的几个月里面，
the father learned that his son had rescued a large number of soldiers.Before a bullet stilled his own heart.
个父亲呢，听人讲，在他的仔被一粒子弹射穿心脏之前呢，救了很多士兵。
That somewhat eased the father's grief.
咁呢个消息呢，都总算是为这个嘅父亲呢，是带来一些安慰。
But for the rest of the father's life, the painting of his son became his most prized possession.
但是这幅画了他的仔的肖像，就成为他余生的至宝了。
In his mind, his son's portrait eclipsed all the interest in the priceless paintings that many collectors around the world would clamor for.
世界上所有嘅收藏家所争夺嘅名画唔再吸引佢啦，因为喺佢心目中，佢嘅仔嘅肖像系胜过一切嘅。
In fact, he used to tell his housekeeper that it was the most prized and the greatest gift that he has ever received.
事实上，他告诉他的管家听，那件是他的至宝，是他所收藏的最宝贵的礼物。
The following spring, the father became very ill and passed away.
在第二年的春天，这个老先生，这位父亲，他病重，跟着就去世了。
The art world became abuzz with expectations of getting their hands on some of these incredible rare paintings.
艺术界非常之关注，希望呢可以得到佢嗰啲好罕有嘅名画。
According to the will of the father,
根据父亲嘅遗嘱，
On Christmas Day, the day that he received the greatest gift the auction should be held.
在圣诞节当日，就是他收到那份珍贵的礼物的日子，将会是举行拍卖。
That day soon arrived.
那日很快就到了。
And some of the world's most enthusiastic collectors dreamed of getting their hands on those priceless treasures.
来自世界各地的名画收藏家呢，都急不及待，好想得到当中的无价宝。
The auction began with the painting that was not on any museum's list.
拍卖的第一幅画并不是什么呢，能够登上博物馆殿堂的作品。
It was a painting of the man's son.
而是这位老先生的仔的肖像。
The auctioneer asked for an opening bid.
主持拍卖的人呢，请啲买家开出第一个价钱。
But the room was silent.
但是全场静晒。
Who would open the bid for $100?
有边个出价$100嚟去投呢一幅画呢？
Minutes passed and no one spoke.
时间一分一秒咁过去，但系冇人回答。
From the back of the room came a voice.
房间嘅后边咧就传嚟一把声啦。
Who cares about this painting? It is just the picture of his son.
有人话：，诶，边个在乎呢幅画啫？呢个只不过系佢个仔嘅肖像啫嘛。
Another voice echoed in agreement.
另一把声咧就附和啦。
Let's forget about it and move on to the good stuff.
哎，我哋暂时唔好理呢幅画啦，先去拍卖其他名画吧啦。
The auctioneer insisted we have to sell this one first.
但系主持拍卖嘅人就坚持话，一定要先卖咗呢幅画。
But no one wanted to take the son.
但系咧，佢系冇人要去买嗰个仔嘅肖像。
Finally, the housekeeper, with tears streaming down her face, said the following.
终于呢，那位管家呢，就泪流披面这样讲了。
Will you take $10 for the painting?
他说，你肯不肯以$10的钱去卖我这幅画？
That's all the money I have.
我就只是有这$10而已。
I knew the son and I would like to have his portrait.
他说，我认识那个仔，我很想得到他的肖像啊。
After some silence, the auctioneer said,
当时呢是一片的寂静，过了一阵，主持拍卖的人就说了，
I have $10, will anyone go higher?
来，有人呢是出价$10，有没有人愿意投更加高的价钱呢？
When no one else spoke, the auctioneer said,
没人回应，于是主持拍卖的人就说了，
Going once, going twice, gone, and the gavel fell.
$10一次，$10第二次，$10第三次，跟住咧就博取定案啦。
Cheers filled the room, and someone exclaimed.
全场咧就充满咗欢呼声，有人咧就大声嗌啦。
Now we can get on with it and bid for the real treasures.
太好啦，我哋现在咧终于可以去拍卖嗰啲真正嘅名画啦。
The auctioneer looked at the audience and announced that the auction was over.
拍卖的主持人呢，睇住呢班人，跟住呢就宣告拍卖完结啦。
Stunned disbelief quietened the room.
成间房呢即刻静晒，个个呢都呆咗，冇办法去相信呢件事。
What do you mean it's over?
你话拍卖完咗，咁系咩意思啊
？We did not come halfway around the world for a portrait of the old man's son.
我哋远道嚟到呢度，并唔系要去投嗰个老伯嘅仔嘅肖像噶。
What about all these paintings？
咁呢啲嘅名画，你点样处置啊
？There are millions of dollars worth of art here。
呢啲艺术品啊，价值连城噶，可以卖得几百万噶。
The auctioneer replied。
拍卖主持人就咁样回答啦。
It is very simple。
其实系好简单嘅。
According to the will of the father。
根据呢位父亲嘅遗嘱咧
，Whoever takes the son gets it all。
边个能够投得嗰个仔嘅肖像，就能够得到全部嘅名画。
So the housekeeper got to take all of the priceless treasures。
于是嗰位管家就能够得到全部嘅艺术珍品啦。
My listening friends, listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听啊。
The Bible said,
圣经咁样讲
that Jesus came to his own.
他话耶稣嚟到自己嘅地方
，but his own received him not.
但系佢嘅自己人呢，反而唔接待佢。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be called the children of God.
凡系接待佢嘅，就系信佢嘅名嘅人，咁耶稣咧就会赐佢哋权柄去做神嘅儿女。
When you receive the Son of God today,
今日如果你接受神嘅儿子
，you receive all of the blessings that the Father has.
咁你就会得到父神所赐嘅全部嘅福分。
You receive the right to be called a child of God.
你会得到被称为神儿女嘅特权。
You receive the right to participate in God's divine nature.
你咧就能够喺神属天嘅性情里边有份啦。
You will inherit the heavenly Father's treasure.
你会继承天父嘅宝藏。
This right is not given only to certain people.
呢一个嘅权利咧，并唔系只系俾一部分嘅人嘅。
This right is given to whomsoever receives the Son.
呢一个嘅权利咧，系俾所有接受佢儿子嘅人嘅。
Will you receive him today?
咁你今日愿唔愿意接受佢去作为你嘅救主咧
？Christmas means a lot of things to a lot.
圣诞节对于好多人嚟讲系有唔同嘅意义嘅。
But to God the Father, it means only one thing.
但系对于父神嚟讲，只有一个意义。
As far as heaven is concerned, Christmas means only one thing.
对天堂来讲，圣诞节只有一个意义。
As far as Jesus is concerned, Christmas means only one thing.
对耶稣来讲，圣诞节只有一个意义。
As far as the Bible is concerned, Christmas only means one thing.
对圣经来讲，圣诞节亦都只有一个意义。
And it is this.
那个意义就是
that God the Son who existed as one with God the Father before time began.
就是说神的仔从创世以先就同父神同在。
God who has no beginning and no end.
那位无始无终的神。
Came down from the outer space in a virgin's womb and became a man.
他却是从天上降世为人由童贞女去生他出来。
Why?
为什么他这样做呢？
So that only those who believe in him will make it to heaven.
是要去使到那些相信他的人可以进入天堂。
The Bible tells us that there are only two categories of people.
圣经告诉我们，这个世界只有两种人。
Those who have received the Son as their only hope for heaven.
一种人呢，是接受了神的仔，并且呢，是相信他是进入天堂唯一的盼望。
And then all of the others.
而其余嘅人呢，就系第二种人啦。
You might ask.
你可能会问
，Surely you only mean that only those who have rejected him outright will not go to heaven?
你嘅意思系咪单单指嗰啲拒绝佢嘅人先至唔可以入天堂呢
？No, that's not what the scripture says.
唔系噃，圣经唔系咁样讲噶。
What about those who live their lives in indifference toward him?
咁嗰啲对耶稣漠不关心嘅人又点呢
？They are in the same category as those who have rejected him。
呢啲人嘅结局同嗰啲拒绝耶稣嘅人系一样嘅。
What about those who have warm feelings toward Jesus？
咁嗰啲对耶稣只系有少少好感嘅人又点呢
？They are in the same category as those who have rejected him。
佢哋嘅结局同拒绝耶稣嘅人系一样嘅。
Let me illustrate. Let me illustrate.
让我解释一下。
If I am on a plane from Rome to London and the plane stops in Paris,
如果我上咗一架从罗马开到伦敦嘅飞机，而呢架飞机咧，结果却系停留咗喺巴黎。
It is as good as if I had stayed in Rome.
咁做呢，其实同留喺罗马唔搭飞机呢系冇乜分别嘅。
Why?
点解咁讲呢？
Being close to the target is not good enough.
就算好接近目标，仍然系未够嘅。
Coming so far is not far enough.
虽然已经去咗好远啦，但系唔够远。
Almost there is not the same as being there.
就快到系唔等于已经到咗嘅。
It is the Father's will that he who takes the Son for their Savior and Lord.
父神嘅旨意系，凡系接受佢儿子作为救主同埋生命嘅主，
will receive all the treasures of heaven.
先至能够承受天堂嘅宝物。
To ignore the Son is as bad as rejecting him.
对神嘅仔不闻不问，同拒绝接受佢系同样咁差嘅。
To merely have good feelings about the Son is as bad as rejecting him.
只是对神的儿子有些好感，同拒绝接受他亦都是同样那么差的。
To be indifferent toward the Son is as bad as rejecting him.
对神的儿子漠不关心，同拒绝接受他同样都是那么差的。
To partially follow the Son is as bad as rejecting him.
不愿意全心全意跟随神的儿子，同拒绝接受他是同样那么差的。
Only those who have received the Son as their Savior and Lord in their lives will receive all of the treasures of heaven.
只有那些接受他儿子作为救主和生命的主，才能够承受天堂的珍宝。
And he said that he was coming back one day.
主耶稣说他有一天将要回来。
In that day he will not be the cute little baby.
到了那天，他不再是那个可爱的小婴儿了。
On that day, he will not be the helpless body hanging on a cross.
到了那天，他不再会是无助地挂在十字架上面。
On that day, he is going to be the judge sitting on the bench.
到了那天，他就是那位坐在宝座上面审判世界的主。
And he is going to hold you and me accountable for our lives.
你和我在他的面前都要为了自己一生所做的负责。
I for one do not want to stand before my judge and say to him,
而我呢，就不想对审判的主这样说，
I try to improve on your message.
我不想说呢，我在你的信息上面呢，是很努力地去修改。
My only desire is to tell my Lord and my judge on that great day,
我唯一的愿望就是，到了那天，我要告诉我的主，我的审判者听，
I have truthfully passed on your message.
我已经很忠实地去传讲你的信息了。
But there is something else that I live my life longing to see.
但是有些事呢，我是等了一世都是很想见到的。
It is that some of you who are hearing this true message of Christmas today.
这个呢，就是今天你们听到有关于圣诞节真正意义的信息。
Would respond to it by giving your life to Jesus Christ.
有人愿意回应，是将你的生命是交托给耶稣基督。
That someone will respond to his incredible love.
有人对他那份不可思议的大爱作出了回应。
The love that he showed us by coming into the world and living as the poorest of the poor.
为了向我们显明这份爱，他来到人世间过住最贫困的生活。
Dying the death of a criminal.
他被当作罪犯这样去受刑，去受死。
In order to reveal his love toward you.
他这样做究竟是什么目的呢？就是为了要向你和我去显明他那份无私的大爱。
I have only one longing in my heart.
我的心里面只有一个愿望。
Whether I will ever know you by name in this life or not.
无论在这一生，我是不是认识你，是不是知道你的名字。
My longing is this.
我有一个愿望就是，
That when you see me in heaven, you will say, thank you for speaking the truth.
就是当你在天堂那里见到我的时候，你会说，好多谢你将真理讲给我听。
Thank you for not confusing me about Christ.
好多谢你让我对耶稣基督的事不会呢是糊里糊涂的。
Because of your preaching of the truth of the gospel, I received Christ.
因为你传讲福音、传讲真理，令到我呢能够去接受耶稣基督。
I received his forgiveness.
我得到佢嘅赦免，赦免咗我嘅罪。
I received his love.
我呢能够得到主耶稣嗰份嘅大爱。
And that is why I am in heaven.
正系因为咁呢，我先至可以入到天堂嘅。
There is nothing that would make me rejoice more in life than if one person listening today would respond to the message of Christmas.
如果有人听咗今日嘅信息，关于圣诞节嘅真正意义，佢了解咗之后，能够对我作出以上嘅呢一啲嘅回应咧，咁喺我生命里边咧系冇嘢比听到呢个消息咧更加令我高兴嘅。
Listen to what the Bible said.
请仔细听圣经话俾我哋听嘅内容啊。
There is no greater joy in heaven than when one person's spiritual eyes become open to the truth and surrender their life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经话咧，如果有一个人开咗心眼，接受咗真理，并且将生命交托俾耶稣基督，咁喺天上咧系冇比呢件事咧更加大嘅欢乐啦。
Not just believe that he was a good man.
唔单单咧，相信耶稣基督系一个好人。
Not even just believing that he is the Son of God.
唔单单相信佢系神嘅儿子。
But believing that he is your only Savior and only Master in life.
但系咧，系更加相信佢系你唯一嘅救主同埋生命嘅主。
Will you do this today?
你今日愿唔愿意咁样做咧
？Will you do this as we pray?
你愿唔愿意同我一齐去祷告呢
？All of the confusion, doubt, and fear, all of the anxiety, guilt, and pain，
喺你生命里边所有嘅混乱、所有嘅疑惑、所有嘅恐惧同埋所有嘅焦虑、罪疚同埋痛苦
，will melt away at the feet of Christ when you come to Him。
当你嚟到主耶稣嘅面前，呢一切一切咧都会喺耶稣嘅脚前咧系溶解嘅。
Whenever I face a problem, my first thought is this.
每当我谂起一啲嘅困难咧，我就会谂到
I am a traveler on my way to heaven. Nothing else in life really matters.
我系走向天国嘅客旅，今生嘅事咧都唔算得系啲乜嘢。
And you'll be able to do the same.
你亦都可以同我一样咁样嘅。
Let's pray together.
让我哋一齐祈祷啊。
Father God,
天上嘅父神。
We thank you that Jesus came from heaven.
我哋感谢你，让主耶稣从天上嚟到人世间。
In order to offer us the forgiveness of sins.
为咗要赦免我哋嘅罪。
We come to you today.
我哋今日嚟到你嘅面前。
Receiving him into our lives.
邀请耶稣进入我哋嘅生命。
Accepting the forgiveness he offers.
接受佢嘅赦免。
And we submit to you as Lord.
我哋亦都将自己交托俾你，请你做我哋生命嘅主宰。
In His name I pray.
奉主耶稣嘅名祈祷。
Amen.
阿门。好啦，听众朋友，今集嘅天路导向咧嚟到呢一度。如果你对今集嘅内容有任何意见或者疑问，都欢迎你来信同我叶朗天分享。信封面只要写电台所广播嘅通讯地址咧就可以啦。好啦，我哋下集再会。